A proposed Severn Township bylaw could put a local dog-sitting business in peril. On Wednesday, Severn Township Council will consider a new bylaw that would restrict residents from harboring any number of dogs in a dwelling unit for profit or gain, within the township's rural, agricultural, or rural commercial zones without a kennel license. Currently, a kennel license is not required for pets sitting up to 4 dogs in a primary residence. The new bylaw would change that. Stephanie Dell, who has been a resident of Severn Township for 3 years, says the new bylaw isn't right. I don't think it's right to dictate what you can and can't do on your own residential property, she said. This affects anybody who takes money or a babysitting fee for watching anybody's dog. Dell, 34, owns Northern Positivity Dog Care, a dog-sitting business in which she looks after up to 4 dogs at a time. Whether I have 4 dogs that I own, or if I have 4 visiting dogs, there is no difference in noise, their waste, or any other impacts, she explained. So why would I need a kennel license for my residential home? Dell says the bylaw should separate those who are dog-sitting from those operating commercial kennels. She urges people to provide input to their township councillors in advance of Wednesday's meeting. People should be able to watch dogs in their own homes, she said. People do this all over Ontario. It's well known that people pet sit for other people while they are gone on vacation or a long workday. If the bylaw passes, Dell says she can no longer provide dog sitting services from her home in Washago. The only option for me to get a kennel license would be to rezone my property, she said. That doesn't make sense because I would be able to own 4 dogs but would have to make changes to babysit 4 dogs. Severn Township Mayor Mike Burkitt says he understands Dell's frustrations and has spoken to her about the issue. He says he is struggling with the wording of the bylaw that would allow residents to own, but not care for 4 dogs belonging to someone else for money. That's the way the bylaw is currently written, he said. If it's running as a business, that's the gray line. Burkitt says he is undecided on how he will vote on Wednesday. I want to hear what my colleagues have to say at the table, he said. I want to hear what my staff has to say as well, and then I will make a decision on Wednesday after the meeting. To read more about Wednesday's council agenda and the proposed bylaw, click here.